This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Sarah Love and My Stiggy on FUBAR Radio.
We're made to learn, and inside I had a weird hate. So I sat by the side of the train tracks late at night and each day. I supply the unique that you want, you supply the cliche. Tube in the face, using the space in the room, shooting a stake in the womb. You could see my cape in the moon, you could be in space in a suit, and still feel a little bit of hate from the tune. Taking a piss, taking a landfill, sight full of shit. Breaking the ribs, breaking the crib, breaking the train yard, naked of paint on my dick.
Yeah, don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. White talk like your claws ain't cool, flakes gun around, gas about your bait court case. All day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North feet. Yeah. Don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. White talk like your claws ain't cool, flakes gun around, gas about your bait court case. All day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North feet.
Roll up, 2 for 1, a 0.7 on a weekday. 2 foot skank with the devil on your shoulder blade. The boy's clever on a replay. DJ. Please, mate, how you gonna come with that shit? You cash it. I ain't gonna teach you a behave, so I go pay. Stuff in the tins in the bag, gloves on a singular plan. Love's a ridiculous slag, pumping my fist in the air. For the drugs in my system, a damn. I don't wanna spend my life in the pig house, I don't wanna smell like ham. I don't want a slut with a big mouth fucking about with my plans. Love for the gang, thrusting my nuts in the land. Man, I just come with a bang. Jump and I land, slump when I'm drunk and I stand. Man, it's just something I am. I don't give a fuck, I'm the man. Fucked on the drugs in a bag. Punching your mom and your dad. Man, Michael Jackson, I'm bad. Snatch the mic from your hand.
Yeah, don't worry about the time. It's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway. Scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. White talk like your claws ain't cool. Flakes cut around, guess about your bait court case. All day. Up, wrapped up, warm in my North feet. Yeah. Don't worry about the time, it's permanent midnight around here always. Skirts hanging out in the hallway, scooped out too many gourmet sorbets. White talk like your claws ain't cool, flakes cut around, guess about your bait court case. All day, gassed up, wrapped up, warm in my North feet.
Broke up things for no reason. Broke into places and smashed up things. I don't know, really, I can't remember it.
What do you specialise in?
Nothing, really.
Anything goes?
Yeah.
Have you done cars and telephone kiosks, or do you prefer breaking into buildings?
Breaking into buildings, yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know.
What's going on? This is DJ Mr. Thing, and you're checking out Sarah Love and My Stiggy on a FUBAR hip-hop show.
Watch out, bout.
Well, not out, bout.
What's going on?
That sounded like it was his interview. You know, when you get arrested and you can ask them for the interview. Maybe you were 16 or something.
Are you hearing me? I don't think my mic is that working? I can't hear my mic where I am. Sorry.
Don't worry about that, girl. You know what I'm saying? We can all hear you out here. Ouch, yeah. What's going on, mother lovers? Yeah. You are locked into the hip hop show right here on FUBAR Radio with myself, My Stiggy. Alongside
myself, Sarah Love.
That's right. And it's DJ Sarah Love for those who don't know her.
You know what I mean?
But you better get to know Mother Lovers. You just heard a track right there from Dirty Dyke.
Yeah, Permanent Midnight, produced by Kima, and that's the first single in 3 years. And there's a beautiful, gloomy video that goes along with it. And this is alongside Whoa, featuring... Oh, yeah, I can hear myself. Featuring Lee Scott, and that's produced by Pete Cannon on the same single. It's a limited edition aquamarine blue vinyl with a black splatter effect, making each of them 100% unique. So go pick that up from High Focus Records.
Mm.
And who knows, maybe we'll get Dirty Dyke through to the studio one day.
Yeah, boy. I'm sure we will, man.
Me too. And so much happening for you today on the show, as always. But first of all, we have to say thank you to our homeboy, the brother from another, that is...
Man like...
Ian...
Boldsworth.
Yes, who's been taking care of you for the last 2 hours right here on your favourite unregulated, censorship-free, advertising-free radio station, FUBAR!
Yep, that's right here. And remember, you can always go to FUBARradio.com for all your goodies. Anything you've missed. Don't be afraid, bitches and bitchettes, because we don't discriminate.
Last week was such a packed show with guests galore. We spoke to Linguistics in the studio, heard all about his project, and Token as well, who's just kind of... It must be annoying to be labelled the new Eminem, isn't it?
Oh, is he labelled the new... Yeah,
well,
I guess
you hear
he
people
is.
Say that, isn't it? That kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess, but I mean, that's going to happen. And, you know, it sounded like he's a big fan of M growing up as well, so I don't think he feels like, oh... You know, like he doesn't really sound like Eminem. He's just another white guy that can rap good.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's what I mean.
That's probably the comparison right there. It's a bit racist of people, to be honest. You know what I mean?
But
only a bit.
Yeah. But it was just cool to hear from him and Linguistics as well. And I was talking this week with friends about how many artists are putting out projects where we discuss in mental health. And, you know, I'm just so grateful to these artists because it takes a level of bravery, you know, and I feel like we're breaking down this stigma that a lot of people feel associated with, like, mental
health. Yeah, and vulnerability. I think the main key is vulnerability. Like, people aren't afraid to say, you know, they were vulnerable at a time and, you know, not really knowing how to deal with it.
I hope so.
Definitely helps people that are going through the similar thing. So, yeah, man, more props to them, definitely.
And we also had Sam Gibbons on the show from Canisters UK.
Yeah,
that was really cool.
Yeah, that was heavy. We got a low down, like a high down, low down, whatever you want to call it. But he got a good breakdown on exactly how CBDs can help us, as well as a bit more understanding of what the plant, marijuana, cannabis, dope, whatever you want to call it, is exactly and how it can help everybody.
We were myth busting, man.
Even your mama.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Her arthritis.
Nanomites.
Yeah, I'm not being funny. Just the arthritis. Talk to your mum. Talk to your nan. You know what I mean? They might want to get a little draw from your dealer.
That's actually what my neighbour said. He's like, oh, shame it hasn't got the other stuff in it.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, I'm sure if you hunt hard enough, you can find it somewhere, mother lover. This is 2018.
But we wouldn't know anything about that.
No, of course not. But I'm saying this is 2018, man. You can find a lot of shit on the internet.
But listen back if you missed any of that from last week or any previous show on FUBAR. Today, we're going to be speaking to Ras Beats, all the way from USA, telling us about his brand new project. We're also going to be hearing about this new charity project that's happening in Rwanda with hip hop, you know, working with children out there. We've also got the open mic coming up as well. We want to shout you guys out. It's FUBAR Radio on Twitter. You can get me at DJ Sarah Love on Twitter.
Yep, and you can hit me up at Mice Diggy on Twitter with the capital D. Oh, no, actually. Yeah, capital D.
And email us, hiphop@foodbarradio.com as well. We'd love to hear from you guys. And there's many, many shout-outs and...
Big up!
...that we have to send out today. First of all, before we get into a very important topic to discuss, let's set things off a little something like this and throw you back to some classic hip-hop business because today is man like Big Daddy Kane's birthday! I know. So, you know, we had to give you a little bit of that BDK flavor.
Yeah, man.
This is hip hop. It's FUBAR.
Oh, yeah. I'm with this. I'm just going to sit here laid back to this nice mellow beat, you know, and drop some smooth lyrics. Because it's 88. Time to set it straight, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't no half stepping. Word. I'm ready. Rapper stepping to me. They wanna get some, but I'm the Kane, so yo, you know the outcome. I'm not the victory, they can't get with me. So pick a BC date, cause you're history. I'm the authentic poet to get lyrical. For you to beat me, it's gonna take a miracle. And step into me, yo, that's a wrong move. So what you on, Hobbs? Dope a dog food. Competition, I just devour. Like a pit bull against a chihuahua. Cause when it comes to being dope, hot damn, I got it good. Now let me tell you who I am. The BIGDADDYKANE. Dramatic, Asiatic, not like many. I'm different, so don't compare me to another. Cause they can't hang, word to the mother. At least not with the principle in this pedigree. So when I roll on your rappers, you better be ready to die because you're petty. You're just
is a butter knife. I'm a machete. This ain't my ginsu. Wait until when you try to front so I can chop into your body. Just because you try to be basin, Friday the 13th, I'ma play Jason. No type of joke, that game, puzzle, or riddle. The name is Big Daddy. Yes, big, not little, so define it. Here's your walking papers, sign it, and take a walk as the canes start to talk, cuz I'm the Big Daddy. So soon I'll have to open a school of MCing for those who wanna be in my field and court. Then again, on second thought, the half of these coming out sounding so similar. It's quite confusing for you to remember the originator. And boy, do I hate a perpetrator. But I'm much greater. The best, so yes, I guess, suggest the best. Your best don't mess or test your highness. Unless you just address with best finesse and bless the paragraphs I manifest. Rap prime minister, some say sinister. Non-stop in the groove until when it's the climax. Climax, relax and chill. Have a break from a take of me acting ill. Brain cells are lit, ideas start to hit. Next, the formation of words that fit. At the table, I sit, making it legit. And when my pen hits the paper, aw, shit. I stop and stand strong over MCs and devour with the power of Hercules or Samson. But I go further to limp, cause you can scout my cameo and I still have strength. And no, that's not a myth. And if you try to rip or get whipped, the man with the given gift of gab, your vocab, I only ignore. Be sleeping on your rhymes till I start to snore. You can't awake me or even make me fear your son, cause you can't do me none. So think about it if you're trying to go. When you wanna step to me, I think you should know that.
I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy. I'm the Big Daddy.
Down the road. I appear right here and scare and dear a mere musketeer that would dare to compare. Put him in the rear, back there where he can't see clear. Get a beer, idea, or near steer. Yeah, sworn to be wannabe competition. Trying to step to me, must be on a mission. Up on the stage is where I'ma get you at. You think I'm losing? Picture that. Mr. C, step to me. So when you hear a death rhyme, believe that I'm the author. I grab the mic and make them CZ evaporate. The party people say, damn, that rapper's great. The creator, conductor of poetry, etc., etc. It ain't easy being me. I speak clearly so you can understand. Put words together like letter, man. Now that's dictation. Proceeding to my innovation. Not like the other MCs that are an imitation of an animation, a cartoon to me. But when I'm finished, I'm sure that you are soon to see reality. My secret technique, because I always speak with mentality. I put my title in your face, dare you to face. And if you try to come get it, yo, I'ma show you who's winning. So if you know like I know, instead of messing around, play like Roy Rogers and slow down. Just give yourself a break, or someone else to take your title. Namely me, because I'm homicidal. That means murder. You sound like the herder, another MC. They try to get with me, I'll just break them and make them and rake them and take them and mold them and make them hold up the peace sign. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Shah.
Wow, the king.
Wow, boy.
Big Daddy Kane, Ain't No Half Stepping. That is the single from Kane's debut 1988 album, Long Live the Kane. I mean, listen back to when we had Big... We've had Big Daddy Kane on the show a couple times, actually. We spoke to him when Muhammad Ali passed away. And that was pretty amazing to hear from his perspective, like, you know, why... The role that Muhammad Ali has played... influencing MCs in hip-hop. And we also had virtually every member of the Juice Crew in the studio at FUBAR. If you missed that, you definitely need to listen back and check out the interview on the YouTube channel as well. Happy birthday, Big Daddy Kane, man. Would you say, like, you know, there's we always can have these discussions of who's the GOAT, like who are the most important MCs. Yeah. Why would you say Big Daddy Kane's got to be mentioned in that conversation, Mice?
I think, first of all, in terms of lyrical ability, at the time, there was no one really doing the stuff that Kane was doing. I think, like, you know, in terms of, like, now, MCs now are still using the whole punchline sort of, you know, wordplay. And I think he was one of the first MCs to kind of take it to a more mainstream level, where it wasn't just like underground MCs trying to be lyrical. So he managed to take it to a mainstream level. Also, you know, the sort of crossover to the ladies thing as well. He kind of pioneered that in a way. Mm-hmm. And then in terms of like on stage presence and performance and ability to rock a crowd, whether it's like 500 or 5,000, you know, he's up there. And he's still doing it now, like 30 years later, still rocking crowds the same way. And you know, amazing people with still being able to dance. Always having, he's always got some trick as well, some kind of onstage trick that you'll be like, like, why didn't I think of that kind of thing?
yeah, like, how did I not think of that?
Yeah.
And still sunning people half his age in terms of bringing a performance, man.
Yep, definitely.
And the catalogue and everything. Schooling in there, Mice.
Yeah, so I think, man, you know, that's a legend that we definitely need to keep celebrating and make sure he smells the roses whilst he's here, because, boy, there's not many of them left, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And they must not be overlooked. This is Hip Hop with myself, Sarah Love.
And
DJ
myself,
Sarah Love, sorry.
Yeah. If you don't know her, you have to say DJ Sarah Love.
Thank you.
Myself, Mice Diggy, involved as well, mother lovers.
Yes. And right now on the line, we're joined by our first guest on the show, Kate. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I can.
Friend of the show right here.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, but you're good. Becoming like a resident on the show because you're doing
so... I feel a bit bad. I'm always here.
No, because you're doing so much good work that needs to be shouted about. And people need
thank
to... You know, because there's so many people who talk about what needs to be done and they complain about this, that and the third, but there's people who put things into action. And you're one of those people. We spoke to you a few weeks ago about the event you were doing, hip-hop event you were doing in Croydon, The Bridge. But now... I want to hear everything from you about this project that you originally started 7 years ago in Rwanda, teaching street children breaking.
Yeah, it's pretty immense, actually. It's definitely the best thing I've ever been involved in my career. So I did this thing called the Claw Leadership Program a few years ago, and it was basically about taking people that are sort of midway in their career and sort of putting them in a room, essentially, with loads of other people that were all really inspired and wanted to do great things. And one of the people in that room was somebody called Nicola Driscoll, and she basically had a personal connection with Rwanda. She'd been there pre-genocide and had made some really, really good friends. And to cut a really, really long story short, her friend had become missing after the genocide, and she thought he'd died. And then in 2010, she got an email on Facebook from this guy saying, "Nikki, is it you? It's Rafiki, I'm here." And so through Facebook, they got back in touch with each other, and she went out to visit him, and he was running a children's centre in Kigali. And she was like, "Oh, I really want to do something for the kids. What do they want to do?" And this children's centre is really amazing. So it basically works with children on the street and sort of rehabilitates them. So obviously, if you're living on the streets, you've got no money. So, you know, they're sort of involved in crime. They're definitely taking drugs. And their lives are really poor.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sort of rehabilitate them. But once they're in the children's centre, they want to empower them. So they have a system in this children's centre whereby each of the kids has the opportunity to be elected as a minister. And then these kids basically run almost like a youth parliament. So they have all the same roles as the Rwandan government. There's like a minister for education, a minister for health, something for arts and culture. And then basically they're involved in the running of the centre. And so she asked the ministers of this children's centre if she could do one thing for them, what did they want? And they were like, "We want to learn hip-hop dance."
Oh,
so she was like, "Right, okay, I know exactly the woman." So she came back to London. She was like, "Kate, I've got to meet you." And it was like my last week at Breaking Convention. I'm like, "I can't meet you, I'm too busy." She was like, no, you have to meet me right this week. So I met her and had a coffee, and she told me about the project. She was like, so will you come and teach these kids? And I was like, no, I'm like rubbish at breaking. I just do it because I love it. I said, let me take my teacher. You know, and she was like, well, how are we going to afford it? And I thought, don't worry about that. We'll find the money. Because I think, you know, when you work with kids, and particularly when you work with, well, any community actually that has, that is going through trauma, or they, you know, they have a lack of resource or anything, you know, they're the most important community that you have to give the best to. You can't give anything other than excellence, because, you know, it's just too disrespectful for a start. And also kids, like, kids are so smart, aren't they? They just know. So I was like, we've got to bring the best. So that's what we did. And it was amazing. So we basically were out there for 10 days, and we worked with 120 boys at this centre. And
this,
so the youngest was five.
This
was 2011.
Okay.
Yeah, so we were 120 kids. The youngest was five, and the eldest was 20. So at that time, the elder kids, there was a handful of them left at the centre, and they had been directly orphaned by the genocide. And then as you went down through the years, and you've got like five-year-olds, obviously, you know, they are affected. The country is still affected by the genocide. And at the time we went out there, I think it was something like two-thirds of the population of Rwanda was aged under 24.
Mm. Wow,
which
that's
is like,
crazy.
It's so immense. You know, these kids don't have much, but my God, they're just amazing. You know, I think if you've ever worked in a community where children really are living in poverty, you know, there is something very humbling about how they see life. And these kids in particular, you know, they were very, very clear that they don't want Rwanda to be known for genocide. They want to be the generation that makes Rwanda great and known for things other than, you know, mass genocide.
Yeah,
so I mean, we're pretty deep.
Yes, no, I just think I'm not saying there's not people who are struggling in the UK, but you know, we have a system, it's on its knees in some respects, but we have a system that provides a safety net for vulnerable people. Like, there are things, you know, that are available to you. I'm not saying that it's easy, but, you know, when you go to countries like Rwanda and experience what a normal child is going through, there, I think it just really puts into perspective how much we have, how much privilege we have at our fingertips here in the UK. And I think we're so removed from, you know, understanding like the realities of what people are going through, kind of thing, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that the children's centre that they live at is called Les Enfants de Dieu, which is obviously Children of God, but it's not a specific, it's not like a Christian charity. It's a children's centre for all children, and they believe very, it was started by a Muslim family, actually, this centre for children, and they believe that all children are children of God, and all children should, you know, be able to have safe place to live and stay. And they really focus on the children's education and on their psychosocial care. So obviously all of the children have lived through immense trauma, whether it was directly in the genocide as babies and toddlers, or whether it was, you know, the circumstances that either caused them to leave their families for the street, or for them not to have families. And it is an amazing children's centre. And so since 2012, we have been paying for local B-boys to teach the kids, so that the dance project has gone on. But obviously it costs a lot of money for us to go out there. And we've been able to, you know, what's the word? We've basically been able to create employment for local dancers.
Yes,
and so,
because that's,
you know,
what I think is important, is when you're setting up a system that then, you know, can be continued by people on the ground there too, isn't it?
Exactly, because it's not, you know, I remember when I came back the first time, people were like, oh, weren't you tempted to adopt loads of orphans? I'm like, no, it wasn't actually. Why would I want to, you know what I mean? That's not what this project is about. This project is about giving these kids something that gives them joy and gives them something to create with. And even when we were out there the first time, and I'll send you the link to our fundraiser, but there's a film that we made. We had a B-boy and filmmaker, Brett Pfeiffer. He came out with us the first time. And, you know, by the end of the project, Like, they just took breaking and they took the concept of a cipher and they just started inventing and they created their own game, and it is just so lovely. Like, just to see how kids, wherever they are in the world, you know, they see movement, they were learning English, they were creating, they were playing, they were, you know, they'd suddenly got these people from London that had come just to spend time with them. So I think it was a really interesting project on all levels. Mm. And, you know, they were all learning English, so they were learning their counting, they were learning kind of unusual breaking terms like swipes and, mm-hmm. and things like that. So, yeah, it was a really special project.
Mm, so what's happening next then? Because you've got something that's coming up in the next week or so?
Yeah, so we are fundraising to return to Rwanda. So Pervez from Live to Break Crew and myself are going back out. And we're going back out to do two things, to work with the kids again, to teach them, but also to do some, I guess in England we call it professional development. But, you know, we're going to be working with the B-boys themselves and you know, training with them and talking to them about, you know, hip-hop and what happened, you know, what the history of hip-hop in London is. And so, yeah, so we're fundraising for it. And the idea is that if we meet our target, which is $4,000, we are going to be able to also pay for dance lessons until the end of the year. And so in January, the centre asked me if it would be possible to slightly increase the amount of money that we send. So we send out money, say, like once every 4 months. And this would enable them to also bring back traditional Rwandan dance lessons, which they haven't been able to afford. And when we were out there the last time, they did a show for us. And it was, oh, my God, it was so awesome. It was so brilliant. And it's their one opportunity where they get to work with local girls, because it's a boy, it's centre for boys. Mm. And in Rwandan dance, there is very specifically male dance roles and female roles. And so they're part of this sort of wider community group with local girls to do the Rwandan dance. So, yeah, that's the aim, that we're going to go back. We're actually going next Tuesday. And so you can follow us on at Scatters Inc. or Pervez Live to Break on across all social media. And but yeah, really, it's a sort of a shout out for any support that people can give, because every penny does really count. And if you don't have the money to support financially, you know, you can share our crowdfunding campaign and spread it to your networks, because I think, you know, it's a really powerful thing to be able to bring children that really don't have very much in life at all, and bring them a dance that is all about self-expression and confidence and laughter and fun. Mm. It's a very privileged thing to be able to do. Yeah. And so, you know, any help we can get is much appreciated.
So where do people go to, like, if they want to contribute any cash?
Well, they can go to our social media, because the link's all over it, or they can go to gogetfunding.com/helphiphopkids.
Lovely.
And I can send you through the link as well, so you can share it.
Yes. And is there any, like, footage, you know, because it sounds amazing what you've been doing. I would love to see it, but
yeah,
I'm not
so
in
when
Rwanda.
You go through to the crowdfunder, the first thing you see is a short video which gives you a sense of what we got up to last time. And then further down the page, there's the actual video, Yes Man, which is the film that we made the first time. And that sort of goes in depth into, you know, working with the kids, and you hear about what the project actually meant to the children at the time. So those two bits of footage are really lovely.
And what if somebody wanted to, like, get more involved in what you're doing and contribute some of their own skills or something? Is there?
I mean, that would be amazing. Yeah, totally. So the centre itself is really up for volunteers. And in fact, Brett, who made the film, he was so sort of inspired really by the project. Him and his wife actually went out to Rwanda for 10 months. And volunteered on the program, and it's actually through Brett that we met the local B-boys that we now pay for. So yeah, they can just email me kate@scannersinc.org, and we can have a conversation. But yeah, any skills that people want to offer for the development of the project, for the opportunity for the children themselves, would be really, really appreciated.
That would be amazing, because yeah, wicked, I've definitely we've spoken about it in the past, but yeah, we need to make these things happen. I'm so grateful to this that you've made this whole project come together, Kate.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, so it's one of those ones that, you know, you couldn't just go once. You know,
exactly.
It's something that it's a long-term commitment, and, you know, certainly through the work that we're doing now, so I'm back doing full-time Scanner Zinc stuff, and you know, Pervez and I are dreaming up lots of other projects in that's Live to Break crew, about how, you know, through the work that we do in London or around the UK, how can we get more support for these children and other children like that. So you're definitely going to see more about this project. And the funny thing is, I think really from 2012 when I started paying the money, I never really told anyone about it. I just kind of did it. And now I think we're at a point where, you know, we need to tell people about this project, because it needs to be about more than one person trying to do something. It needs to be about the community having the opportunity to help a community. So I think we're really trying to find ways in which all our future events, you know, 10%, 20%, whatever it is of the ticket sales or whatever, go towards this project, you know, in a more kind of formalised way. So, yeah, any support that people want to give, we would be most appreciative. And the boys, you know, they would... They're so excited.
I mean, this is the essence of hip hop, man.
Like, exactly.
And that's also what's beautiful, is that we're activating these kids' lives, empowering them, like, through the disciplines of hip hop, you know, which is adaptable to even kids in Rwanda. That's not just exclusive to if you're from the BX.
Yeah, totally. And actually, when Brett was out there for the 10 months working with his wife, they were teaching him English and dancing with them. And they basically wrote songs. I'll have to send you the link to the album, but they wrote songs, and then Brett basically wrote all his hip-hop music producer friends around the world, and they each took a set of lyrics that these children had written and then basically produced tracks. It's called, I can't remember what it's called, Kigali Street Kids, I think. It's a beautiful album, really nice artwork. So I'll send you the link to that as well.
Lovely.
Because you can buy that, and obviously the proceeds go to the Children's Centre.
Fantastic. Mm. Thank you so much, Kate, for coming and chatting to us
today. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
And we would love hear about, you know, afterwards, like what
yeah,
you know, you've
definitely.
Got to keep us posted. Because also I think that's what's important with these kind of projects. People need to know that it's not just like cash is getting siphoned off for someone's like weekend
party. No. This is 100% of the money goes on making this happen, and you know, there's no like back pocket business. It is, you know, it's things like we're taking out them, you know, I want to take every kid a bandana, because last time they were like, that's so cool, we don't have bandanas. You know what I mean? Little touches like that do go a long way. Thank you.
Well, keep us posted, Kate, and good luck with the crowdfunding over this week. And we hope that it all goes well. Thank you so much for joining us today, love.
And thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Thank you. Take care. Lots of love.
Right. Amazing to hear that.
Wow, boy. That's work right there.
I know.
And I do remember I watched the documentary, and they were talking about, like, it was that bad in Rwanda that there were probably like 15% men left, like male, you know, adults.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why there were more women in working in industries where they wouldn't normally. They had to change the policies over there because of the fact the genocide. They were like, okay. But before that, it was a bit, they didn't treat women equally.
When you actually research and hear the facts and the witness reports of what happened during the genocide, I mean, it's just, it's unfathomable, you know. So something like this is so wonderful to hear about. And we're going to keep you posted with what happens next with that project as well. We've still got more brand new music on the way for you guests, open mic too. And a very important big up as well coming up next. But first, are you ready for some brand new production from Skits?
Yeah, wow, from Skits.
Yeah, how you like this?
You're done already. Yeah. The system is a fraud. People in a war. Babylon fall. To stay cool and calm. This a revolution. Time in long come. Rock up, rock up. Bullets them a matter. Wars go abroad. While our people's in the not toast to copper, more lead than copper. Words on the power, Simon said, get the fuck up. You seen the wise, you can bathe in our demise. We know we got you shook, you see the flaws up in the eyes. The fingers in the prize, and these arms and all your pipes. Realize, be ready for this war like organized. Organized, worldwide unity, see the farming. Years of oppression, to see the calling. So with
What's good? This your boy Big Daddy Kane, and right now you're listening to Sarah Love and Mice Diggy Hip Hop Show.
Big Daddy Kane knows the correct pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
That last cut, brand new from Joe Burns. System is a Fraud, produced by Skits and Sea, with a whole album called Resistance. It's going to be on the way. Who knows? Maybe they'll be passing through the FUBAR studios.
You never know.
Never know. But, you know, we put in that work to make sure we bring you all the goodness here every Monday from 4 p.m.
till 6. It's nice to hear Skits is back, boy.
In it.
Funny enough, I was with Rodney P on the weekend.
Yeah, and you've been doing some famous ass shit.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to swear though.
No, it's all right. Famous ass shit.
I know, but I know my dad's listening.
Oh, how does he react when I swear then?
I don't think he particularly cares.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't swear
in front of my parents until I was in my 20s. I think that was the first time I ever swore in front of my parents.
Yeah, I swore in front of my mum by accident. And
it was downhill from there.
It was a bit of a shock, like, for me. I was like, "Rah, I just swore in front of her." But she didn't really react, but she went mad quiet. I guess that was a reaction. Mm. And so I didn't swear again until I was a lot older, maybe about 11, 12.
But that's standard in Britain, though.
I ain't swear at my mum for a long ass time, boy. It took me a minute. How I swore in front of my mum was I was swearing about some shit she was already upset about, and I was upset as well.
Okay.
And that I got away with it because it was nothing. It's directed at something she really was pissed off about.
Yeah,
that's the only way I knew I could get away with it.
You caught a blight.
But yeah. But I was still shocked. I was like, "Rah, I got away with that shit, bro." Yeah, you know what I mean? I said it under my breath because I didn't want to hear me swearing again.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's been a busy weekend. But I mean, I think we also need to send, like, a very special...
Big up!
Because, you know, I just think what appalling news to hear. I'm sure everybody's heard that on Friday, Mac Miller died. He was 26 years old. How crazy is that?
So young, man. Crazy young.
I know. And he had died of an apparent drug overdose on September the 7th. He had said that he had become addicted to a combination of promethazine and codeine.
He said that?
I think in a past interview, yeah.
Wow.
And also known as lean, which he began taking to manage his stress he had during his tour in 2012. And, you know, this, again, going back to what we were saying earlier about, I think there's a lot of people. I just feel like this new, the digitalized way we live in social society now is kind of a bit dysfunctional. And we've lived as communities physically involved in each other's lives for millions of years. So I think the way we live now, so many people feel very isolated. And I think you can...
It's not even just that. It's like the fact that normally we wouldn't be communicating with so many people. It's like we're trying to do something that we're not really built to do. You're not really... That's why we don't remember as much shit as you want to remember, is because there's way more shit than you need to remember. All we need to know is where the food is at, where home is at, where the toilet is at. But society, we got all this other shit we got to think about and worry about. And now social media has made it like, oh, I want to be like them. Look what they're doing. And look at, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. So people follow that a lot. But what's worse is people follow these trends. So him saying that he got addicted to that because he needed it to handle his stress. There's loads of other things that can handle stress that will probably weigh less detrimental to his health.
But I think these kind of things, it's just a slippery slope, isn't it? Like, you might have just dabbled once and it's like, oh, that was a nice evening, and then it becomes like you become habituated or something.
Yeah, but for him to say he's dealing with stress, like, my point is that there are so many other things that he could have had to deal with stress. I think that's more a case of him, like you're saying, trying it out and be, oh, what's this like, and then becoming addicted to it, and then when he's not on it, he's stressed out. Do you get what I mean? Like, that's when it becomes a problem. Like, you've been abusing a drug. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think all drugs are addictive. Even, like, people say cannabis isn't addictive. I think it is. Because there's a feeling, a certain feeling that people like, that it gives you. And so that happens with quite a lot of tea. You know what I mean? There's so many different things. You get a good feeling, endorphins flowing around. It's just sad that now it seems cool to take these sort of drugs, like, and yeah, it's like, you know, let alone that it's fucking cough mixture. That, to me alone, from what I remember cough mixture tasting like, and I understand it's the you know, the components of it or whatever, but it doesn't look like it tastes good. Like, they got to mix it with, like, a sweet-ass drink for it to even make it palatable. Do you know what I mean? No one drinks it. So it's like,
so sad.
Yeah, but it's just sad that the children think that they need to do that. It's sad that the industry are happy for the children to talk about the fact that they think they need to do that. And then when it comes around to this, something like this, what do people say? Do you know what I mean? What it's like, the same thing happened recently with the Young Spray situation at Graham Daly, the Graham Daly Awards or whatever. So there's a kid he's quite well-known, a UK rapper, and apparently something happened to him backstage. That was quite detrimental. I'm not sure exactly. But it's like people are talking about, oh, it's not, you can't just blame the music. No, you can't. But at the same time, you got to understand there's a possibility. Yeah, sorry, the Rated Awards, which is courtesy of Graham Daly, I think. Yeah. You know, we have to accept that now, okay, it's a possibility that some of this music might be influencing these kids somewhat. Do you know what I mean? If everyone thinks it's cool to be like the road man this and the road man that, if everyone thinks it's cool to wear all these big chains or to look like you got all this money, there are going to be people that are hungry to get some of that money. And if they think that you're faking it, if they think that you're not real, this guy's not real, they're going to try you. Do you know what I mean?
Definitely agree with you. I think that all of that is a symptom of something in the wider picture that is going on in society that is dysfunctional. And then this is why people slip through the gaps, and then you end up in vulnerable positions, I think. Like, so I think in the first place, if people weren't just being left to their own devices and weren't, you know, feeling that they were part of a support network, they wouldn't be in the position where they'd be experimenting with dangerous things in the first place.
Yeah, it's sad, man, because, you know, then you're thinking, oh, wouldn't the people around him be like, yo, you need to get off this shit? Then people are like, no, because they do that, he might sack them. You know, that's what they said about Amy Winehouse, was like, the people around her, they didn't have the balls to kind of do it or say it, because anyone who did wouldn't be getting paid anymore. Sort
damn,
of thing.
It's mad. So what are they doing
now?
That.
But this is the mad thing. It's like, so what are they doing now? Now that she's gone, how are they getting paid? Do you get what I mean? It's weird. Like when you think about the future, like, yeah, boy, I might get the sack, but you know what? It saves her life. Do you know what I mean? Mm. But it's always too late, isn't it?
I mean, I think that's also a point, because in the music industry, I think on average, you have increased risk of premature death compared to the rest of the population.
Yeah, because people say that they're, you know, in the music world, you're quite easily manipulated. Obviously, in terms of people want to be successful, whatever you class that as. And then, so for some people, they feel the pressure to, like, all right, I want to be in with these guys. I'll do a line of this or do a bit of that. Just so they can be part of this community and hopefully it raises, you know, who they are, their stature and whatnot.
And then also at the same time, speaking as a touring DJ, everywhere you go, you're offered alcohol, unlimited alcohol on tap, hard alcohol, you know, hard drugs, and whatever you want, ultimately. And then you're on tour, you're in another country, so you can easily be like, well, it's my day off. I ain't got to drive anywhere. I ain't got to do whatever. So I can see how people can get into this slippery slope of, if you're doing five shows a week, that's 5 days a week where you're off your face for some people. You know, I'm not somebody who drinks or does hard drugs, but I see how, you know, people also feel uncomfortable if you're not drinking with them. And so they want to pressurize you to drink as well. And it's interesting, actually, the number of people recently who have said to me, like, oh my God, it's so cool to be with somebody who doesn't drink alcohol.
Yeah,
and it's that a form made of control, man. Too.
It's like, to me, it's quite a form of control, and you can see it where the way some people, like you're saying, they might offer you it at a weird time when you're like, no, I'm all right, I don't drink like that, you know. And you understand, like, wow, this is it's part of the endearment. It's part of, like, hey, we can make a new deal if we. So they also do that with younger rappers, you know, younger artists, where they give them. Look at Justin Bieber. How did he went from this, like, little cute kid who could sing. And then turn into this, like, heavy drug addict, whores, this, that. How does that happen, man? There's people going, yo, try some of this, man. And it's a lot easier for you to be controlled when, you know, something's controlling you. So I've got all the drugs. You know what I mean? I'm your manager. I'm not saying his manager or whoever, but I'm your manager now. And I've got all the drugs that you're hooked on now. Because I've been giving them to you over the months and over these tours and whatnot.
It sucks.
Wherever I'm like, oh, here, I'll sort you out with a little bit. Oh, man, yeah, he saved my life. You know, like, I'm like God to you. And that's what they do with them, man. And these kids are growing up that way.
I think also it just sucks to be famous, to be honest. Yeah. And people don't necessarily understand what they're signing up for, because you're basically living as a prisoner inside your own body and your own life, you know. And, I mean, this weekend... I saw August Green, which is the new super group with Kareem Riggins, Robert Glasper, and Common, and just seeing how, like, I was just feeling sorry for Common, how people, you know, you can't do anything but freely, you know, and just have your own time, because people are on your case all the time. Everyone wants your photo. Everybody, you've got to do X, Y, Z. If you don't do those things, then that you're a dickhead.
I mean, look what he said. He said he got addicted to codeine and whatnot from the stresses of a tour. That's like every artist wants to be able to tour.
Well, you know, have to. That's how you pay your bills.
Yeah. So for up-and-comers, we'll be like, rod. You know what I mean? But I don't know what the stresses were. Obviously, like, I'm sure he enjoys rapping. He enjoys touring. But then there was some other stuff going on that was messing with him. So he says, you know what I mean? But it's going to make other people feel like, oh, shit, is it like that then? Is it like all hectic and, right, will I be able to handle that? You know what I mean?
I just think bottom line is a tragedy. I mean, you're big a baby time. At 26 years old kind of thing. And there was obviously so much talent there and so much more to be developed and shared as well. I mean, Mac Miller was someone I had a lot of respect for him as an artist, because he was clearly someone who had done his homework as a fan of hip hop. In early 2010, he signed a record deal with the Pittsburgh based indie label Rostrum Records, and then he began recording his debut solo album, which came out in like 2011. The album went on to debut at number one in the Billboard 200 chart, making it the first independently distributed debut album to top the chart since the Dog Pound's 1995 album, Dog Food.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy, isn't it? Mm. But at the same time, when I was reading into that, I was thinking that also shows you the inner workings of the music industry, like the fact that it's taken that long for us to have another indie record to top the charts. Mm. That shows to top the charts, obviously, you need to have some major backing. Like, it's not an even playing field kind of thing. So, Mac Miller, he was definitely, he had been on tracks with so many people that I rate as well. He noted Tribe as a big influence on him. And he produced that 5 Foot Assassin Larry Fisherman tribute single, which was like a tribute to 5 Foot of Tribe Called Quest. And that came out a couple years ago. Hopefully, we'll play some of that for you as well. But I thought, you know, it's only correct.
It's true what you're saying, because he was one of the guys that once, you know,
gave
the news
damn.
Had come out. And all, you know, people that I'm following, from Quali to Fonte to all these artists that I was like, I didn't even realize he did a tune with them. But all these artists that a lot of people who know him well probably wouldn't even have realized he's done songs with them. But loads of them were saying, yo, this kid reached out to me from I don't know where. I'd never even heard of him. Mm-hmm. But as soon as he mentioned So-and-So, I was like, yo, this kid knows what he's on about. So Mac Miller, man, rest in peace.
Yeah, and that's also why I wanted to play today this joint that I really like from 2013. It's a Static Selector track featuring Mac Miller and Sean Price on this cut. It's just a trip, like, to think, you know, two-thirds of people on this record have moved on to the next plane now. But still to come, we're going to be speaking to Ras Beats shortly, as well as getting into some gig guide business for you and your shouts out. So hit us up, hiphop@fubarradio.com. This is 21 and over.
If you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen. You shouldn't listen to this. Listen to this. Black folks crack smoke. Big head scientists out of the patent boats. Fake tears and snakes here. Question my thuggers, I ain't shoot a nigga in 8 years. Sets of period, Rex getting interior, arrogant, arrogant, deaf, inferior. Listen, it's so thuggish to sniff cane. Make me cold-blooded, motherfucker, I'm Rick James. Hell of a drug, Sean Price, hell of a thug. Hang with Sheen like an elephant blood. Listen to me, y'all better not listen to me. Fuck around and catch a case trying to be like P. Listen, I ring on you, brother, I'm harming you daily. Clown, ringing them brothers and barring them barely. P. Now download this on your disc. If you're under 21, you shouldn't listen to this.
If you're under 21, you shouldn't listen to this.
Whew. Just made the cut, baby. Let me light this. Motherfucking weed
this.
I'm smoking.
Shouldn't listen to this.
Yeah.
Shouldn't listen.
Yeah.
Shouldn't listen to this.
For real. Light the crack pipe so I know it's real.
Listen to this.
Whoa. Young Bill Murray. I'm 21, but I feel 30. A little birdie out in Jersey said my raps are too wordy. Told his bitch to suck my dick and do a curtsy. Dirty slurpee. I smell earthy, putting curry on my turkey. I'm Blade 3. You more Blades of Fury. Blondikes love me for my Klondike tummy. Getting all types of money, I'm a Sean Price, dummy P. Polite stunting at a nice white luncheon. Met your wife's pipe plumbing, led to all night humping. Oh no, the end of your life coming. We the tribe, don't make me fife something. My bitch from Beirut, she get loose. 110 proof, holy Zeus, pussy tighter than a wetsuit. Jesus Christ, he's so nice.
You shouldn't listen to this. You under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. If you under 21, you shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen to this. You shouldn't listen. You shouldn't listen to this.
Fubar Radio presents
Viral Pain. We've got our second special guest of the day coming through the revolving doors, and he goes by the name of Big Flo Dan. It's interesting that there's no production from you on the EP. Mm.
I just feel that I'm not as excited about my production as some of the MCs are.
Okay.
Like, they're like, oi, Unks, that's the thing, you know. It's not ready yet, you know. Nah, trust me.
So, okay.
So it's like, I know the levels are high, especially because I try to choose what I think sicker than sick.
Yeah.
So it would make no sense me spitting on beats just because it's my own.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's not like, nah, it needs to be of levels regardless.
That's a very noble thing to say, to be fair, man.
Every Wednesday, Michael Payne, from 4 p.m. through our radio.
Oh, smoking weed is from the herb. God put this here for me, yeah, you. Let's stimulate your mind.
Right, facts remain, attack your lane, these bastards lame, yapping with a half a brain, master strain, just rolled a half a thing, half insane, nah, we ain't rap the same, rapid flames, my catalog, cash it brings, on the road doing rapper things, nigga, I twist backwards, smoke Dutch masters and shit, and cross the atlas, I be on some activist shit. They ignore it, but they know what it is. Shout out my peeps on chemo and MS, that's smoking a lift. For the people smoking and stressing, I know how you feel. Embrace the shit, no reality's real, really. It all sounds silly, but the world's so chilly and society don't care how you feel, really. Kush God cares, if don't nobody else care. It's all love, take the hate and shit elsewhere. Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy. Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Test the ties. I do this here for exercise. Extra high, like you ain't recognized. Next in line, sober thought, I'm vexed for minds. Rectify, the devil's trying to invest my mind. On deck, trying to wreck my shine. Really, I mind mine, really, but it's a fine line. They try and kill me, my vibe like Mike when Vito got hit. Bad bitches rolling up, the gazebo is lit. Face the blunt, I be Debo and shit. What blunt? Shoot the bird down from the sky like Duck Hunt. You looking sus, son. How these niggas dressing, not the cloth that I'm cut from. But to each his own, my nigga, keep hustling. Streets bugging, real niggas dying. Fake niggas still lying, it's a vicious cycle science. Busy trying to make sense of it. Realize the turkey bag, I'm at the end of it. I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy.
Yeah. Okay. Ha ha, ha 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 ha.
Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy.
Well, God's witness, I got bitches like Cross Fitness. My success may be a bit offensive, but my brain has been cloudy since some things changed around me. So polite, but then at night I'm trying to get this rage about me. I'm a Power Ranger proudly, trailblazing in the Audi. I'll be damned when they see him go by. But fuck whoever said the species Malcolm don't fly. I ghost ride my own mind, I'll be there in no time. I live and died at least 3 or 4 times before. At my funeral, to drop the top and suicide the coffin doors. I'm reincarnated, back to the drawing board. Back to the start of the board game. Please restart the score. Shit, start a war. You softer than the carpet floor. Fucking with a carnivore. Heart is frozen as the Arctic Ocean. Bring a shark to shore. Dick in her jaws. I give her wood like a carpenter. Jesus in his modern form. Modern form.
Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy. Now I'ma be nice until nice come back. Until then, nigga, light this back. Be easy.
Sentimental.
smooth ride.
New York City, make some noise for yourselves.
Make some noise.
Put them jets up. Let me see some jets up for my departure real fast. We gon' go the same way we came. Take me out the right way.
Don't smoke rocks.
Shouts right. out to Asylum Soldier locked into the show. He says, two damn banging tracks in a row. Mm. Killing it on FUBAR this Monday afternoon. Please play Under 21 again. And that was Static Selector. Under 21 and Over is the name of the cut, featuring Mac Miller and Sean Price. That was taken from the 2013 album Extended Play. And the last cut I just played you was from that Smoke Dizza and Pete Rock album, Until Then, featuring Mac Miller. And that album is called Don't Smoke Rock. It's out right now on Baby Grand. That was a good album, man.
Yeah, man. That's hip-hop right there, boy. You just heard the hip-hop in its purest form, mother lovers.
For real. Shouts out to Reezy Ree, locked here, Michael ST, and G-Bag Trauma.
Shout out to Cousin Joe, locked in. Shout out to my man, Manage. Shout out to Reveal. Shout out to Bad Bones. Shout out to Rodney P. Shout out to the Kush Family Collective.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I want to hear all about that after we speak to our next guest, who we are joined by on the line. Ras Beats, can you hear me?
Yes,
Yes, ma'am. I'm good. I'm here.
What's going on? Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Good to be here.
Yes, man.
And we're so grateful for the hard work you've been doing recently, because you've just had a bit of a surge of quality music that you've been putting out. What have you been up to lately?
I just dropped the last joint I did with Vic Spencer, Compensated Confidence. Mm. I'm about halfway through my project for this year called The High Five. Five different joints with five different people, just trying to keep the energy up with it, you know what I mean? Just trying to do a track every 2 or 3 months and just kind of keep the energy up. That was the last sort of full project I did after my album in 2016, Control Your Own. Just trying to keep making what I think is good music and just supplying it to, you know, people like you. I'm fortunate enough to be giving it a spin and all that.
Oh, bless you. Where in the world are you based?
I'm in Queens, New York right now, looking out the rainy city today.
Have you seen that new advert for the Well, there was an advert for the US Open, and they had Pharrell Monch rapping the advert for it.
Oh, serious?
I did see that. Yeah, I did see that. You know, he's Queens, so yeah. And you know, one of the best as well. So, yeah, that was dope. I was happy to see that.
Yeah, me too. I thought it sounded dope as well. But what a ill legacy that Queens has as well. And you're now part of that, man.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Yeah, I'm just trying to find MySpace, really.
I'm still trying to remember my MySpace password.
Right? I was like, what? You found someone. We've been searching high and low for someone who can remember their MySpace password. Yeah, don't get us too excited.
That's right.
Are you one of these people who's like, yeah, MySpace is going to make a comeback?
Oh, man, no. Somebody told me that like a couple years ago. And I went on there and I was like, there's no comeback. Man. It's not coming back.
He was on there. There was no friends. He was like, yo, who's it?
I was like, man, I don't remember half of these people. Yeah. Nobody posted in 12 years. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. I was looking at the top eight like, who? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I remember Tom. That's about it. Yeah,
where is Tom now?
Tom moved over to, Tom morphed into, what's the Facebook dude's name?
He
morphed into Mark Zuckerberg, bro. We forgot about him.
I'm not even convinced that MySpace Tom's a real person. He's just like a robot. He's a bot, innit? He's just some algorithm.
Right. He might be. I don't even know.
You have to speak about him in past tense now, man. You can't say he is, because it's like, we never, you know what I mean? People forgot his name was even Tom. But more importantly, so you were saying, what you were saying is that you wanted to find your own space within this realm of putting out music, or what?
Yeah, man. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've been a fan of music, been studying it for as long as I can remember, really. And you know, what I'm really just trying with everything I do is make something that can hopefully belong within, like, you know, the greats one day, you know what I mean? So just trying to make quality music and hopefully trying to make my music give somebody the feeling that, like, you know, all the great producers and MCs have given me over the years. So just trying to keep the tradition going and trying to add my, you know, my sense to it, my style, my sound, you know. So I'm just trying to belong within, you know, within that sound and that style, you know. So yeah.
Dude, you're making me emotional, man. It's like to say, please, it means so much. No, but like, so who then? You said like the people who really their music moved you. Like, which kind of artists are you talking about?
I mean, I can go on for like a couple of hours, but like, you know, like the first couple of people are like, you know, people like Marley Marl, Pete Rock, Premier for sure. You know, all the Digging in the Crates guys.
Goodness me.
I saw you guys were talking about Big Daddy Kane. So, you know, of course, the you know, Kane, G-Rap, LL, Public Enemy, Nas. You know, LL, speaking about Queens. Mm. You know, man, so many people. I study music. I didn't even know I was studying it at first. You know, I was just listening. But after a while, you're like, wow, I've been. You know, when you listen to like In Control like 30 times, you know, in like a month, you kind of realize like, oh, okay, this is not normal. You know,
yeah,
so
I've got a problem.
I'm obsessed with this right now.
Yeah.
Exactly. So just people like that, and people currently, like, you know, like Marco Polo, like Notch, like,
yes,
yeah, nice. You know, my man Element is doing a lot of work. Just yeah, man, just a lot of really good work. So, I'm my goal is just to match that and have my work, you know, belong, you know, among those people, kind of that kind of thing.
So, what's your musical background like? How did you get into production?
I started kind of, I think, the same a lot of people did, you know what I mean? I was listening to records and I was like, man, what did they sample for that? What is, you know, what's that? And I started looking for records, and at first I was just looking for the sounds that every, you know, the samples everybody else was using, just to know what it was and see what they did. And after that, I went to like, I spread out further and I was like, okay, there's crazy rock records with samples on them. There's crazy, you know, there's jazz records, like, you know, they get funky all of a sudden, and soundtracks, and I spread out from there. And then, like, similar just to making music, I was like, well, let me try to find something that has those qualities, but nobody's touched yet, and let me try to, you know, make my style out of that, make my sound.
Yeah.
Not really necessarily my style, but I don't want, you know, I don't want to sound like other people, so, you know, the same way an MC, you know, he might be following the tradition of a lot of people, but he or she want to stand out and have their own style and be noticeable that this is, you know, this is so-and-so. That's kind of what I want to do with my beats. I'm not trying to reinvent anything, but just kind of try to have it enough different that you can tell it's me when you hear it, hopefully, you know? So That's it, really.
So how musically would you describe it then? Because you see, I feel like that's a kind of bit of bone of contention these days in hip hop, where, you know, there's different labels and umbrellas now that people refer to, kind of thing. And I guess, like, me and Mice have discussed this in the past, and I guess we've, who was it that we had on the show? It was one of these super authoritative cats where we say, maybe it was Lord Finesse, I can't remember, but I think Lord Finesse was talking to us about calling it traditional hip-hop. He doesn't want to use the term old school.
Yeah, it's kind of weird to call it old school when there are people in 2018 still making it. Like, if Jay-Z just made his album, what, last year, wasn't it, with No ID, and no one was going, it's an old school album. It's, you know, you might as well. I think it's better to say, like, it's more traditional sounding. So, meaning it's more like sampled.
Like my style, definitely, you know, you can call it boom bap, you can call it underground, traditional, those kind of things. I don't really mind any kind of labels. I mean, if you listen to it and if you enjoy it, you can kind of, you know, label it what you want. The 90s term, I guess, I wouldn't say it bothers me, but to me it's like, it's definitely rooted in that, but it's you know, what I do is more advanced than what I did 10 years ago. You know, it's definitely like, you know, I mean, if you play me like Runaway Slave, Mecca and the Soul Brother, I'll be happy all day. You know, I won't be, I will, you know, I'll probably going to listen to that later anyways. But
I was going to say, from hearing your music, it doesn't surprise me, the people that you're referencing.
Right, right, right. Yeah, I mean, that to me, that's the best type of music in the world. Like, I love all types of music, but hip-hop to me is this. It's the main thing. It always has been. Ever since I discovered it, I was like, "Yeah, that's it. That's it. Nothing comes close to that." I mean, a lot of stuff comes close, but that's it. You know, that's the pinnacle of it for me.
But how would you explain, like, justify that to someone who's like nothing to do with hip hop, not a hip hop head or anything, doesn't even like hip hop, and you're sitting there saying it's the best thing in the world? Like, how would you convey?
Yeah, right. I mean, you know, I guess the thing to add to that is it's the best thing in the world to my ears. You know what I mean? And I would never be the type of person who would, like, break it down to you why this is the best, and if you don't agree, then you're wrong. You know what I mean? That's not my style, because I don't like when I have that done to me. Like, I've had people explain to me so many times over the years why hip-hop is, like, inferior music, and they try to explain it to me, and I'm like, nah, you just don't get it. You know, and that's cool. It doesn't appeal to your ears and your sensibilities of what you look for in music. But to me, it's my favorite style of music. And I think if you listen to some of the things being said and some of the grooves or whatever, and if you really listen to it, I can't see you not liking some of it. Mm. But again, you know, things are, you know, people have different, different opinions and different tastes and different likes. But if you really like it, if you take Illmatic and, you know, sit down with that, I'll have a hard time. If you're open-minded and really give it a listen, I have a hard time believing that you're not going to hear quality in that. Mm. You know what I mean? That's just my opinion.
That's the voice of indoctrination, Raspeats, right there. Because I'm sure there's plenty of people out there be like, I don't see what all the fuss is about that. There's rappers out here coming out now who are just saying, I don't see what the big deal about Illmatic is.
Yeah, but them rappers are still feeding on breast milk, man. They ain't fully grown up yet. I think it takes for you to grow up a little bit. And then you see it now. You see it now. Like, you know, there'll be a certain age, and then you pass, like, I guess 19, 20, 21, 22, and then you start maturing a bit more. You're like, I need something with a bit more substance, you know, the flavor in that bubblegum is out. So I think that's what happens, and they start growing and realizing, like, oh, actually, it's like when you were younger, you weren't into all of that. You know, I feel like hip-hop, for me, made me understand, you know, the music from where the music came from. So all the stuff that it sampled, now I'm listening to that stuff. I'm listening to Marvin Gaye or listening to Curtis Mayfield or whoever and going, this is where the soul of it comes from. You know what I mean?
I'm with you
100%.
And some kids might not get that straight away because their parents were listening to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, don't take that. Oh, you know, they were growing up listening to Soup. They were breastfeeding whilst mum's listening to Superman. So what do you expect, man?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah, man.
It's up to us. And people like yourself, Raspeats, to keep the engine going, and people like, okay, this lasts longer than, way more longer than any of that stuff.
Spreading the food, man.
The flavor stays here way longer. So
I think it's also like you got to make the kind of music that you feel like you're good at. You know what I mean?
And
you know, if you do music, if you do art, whatever it is you do, you got to realize what it is you're good at.
I like the way that was smooth. Man said, you know, at the end of the day, you're gonna make the music that you're good at. It's like if you're only good at making some 2 minute noodles music, then that's what you're going to do, innit? And we can't be... And if you're only good at selling two minute noodles music as well, hey, what can we say? That's why the jobs don't last that long.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
Give him a clap for that, man. That was smooth.
The problem is...
Carry on. Let him carry on.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I really think that's what it is. And yeah, again, like you got to figure out what it is your ability is.
Exactly.
And you got to work on that craft. And you know, my style of production is not popular right now overall. But it's like that's what I feel like I'm good at, so I stick with it. You know, I don't really try to like, oh, it's just like the current trends, and let me update it, and you know, let me do those kind of things. That just wouldn't really sit right with me personally, and I think that's important for everybody. You know, whatever it is you do, stick with it.
Well, no, I don't know if I would say that to some people. Like, well, no, I think some people, but like Pharaoh Monch, when he was on the show in the studio with us here, and he was saying when him and Prince Po first got together before Organized Confusion blew up, they recognized that they were whack at what they were doing. And so they then went back into the, you know, into the training themselves and learning the craft. And then they came out and changed the game. You know what I mean? So, and he was just saying, it's just the skill of knowing when you're not any good at something. Not everybody knows that. They think they're killing it with their iPhone Beats.
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, that,
there are some people doing good
too,
stuff
I mean,
on iPhone.
Sorry, say that
I mean, technology is, you know, is you can make a lot of stuff on a lot less equipment than years ago. But that's another thing, too, that I feel like, you know, don't always look for shortcuts and look to, like, you know, how am I going to get great at this in, like, 6 months? Like, if it takes a couple years for you to get great at something, then put that time into it.
Put in 10,000.
Like one thing I don't get personally is, like, I love looking for records. I love going through old records, see if I can find something. Like, it gives me energy. And I've known people who are like, you know, can you show me some records? Like, can you show me some things to sample? And, yeah, we can talk about music. We can talk about records. But if you don't want to do the work and the craft that you chose, like, that confuses me. You know what I mean? Like, not that everything has to be super complicated and difficult and, like, you know, carrying boulders up a mountain or something. But if you don't want to work in the work you're in, I don't get it. That kind of confuses me.
Go on.
Mm-hmm.
No,
go ahead.
I just feel I'm a step even beyond that, where I just think it's a bit disrespectful. When we're dealing with art, it's disrespectful.
Right.
It's different if, you know, maybe you're a Cardo delivery or something. I don't know. But, like, I just think when the work that you're doing is to do with art and you're calling yourself an artist, it's your duty.
Right.
All great artists that have ever existed, from Bach to Marvin Gaye, have been students, you know, a lifetime students of music, and that's how you become great at something. But why is it that
I think the problem with that, though, is that now there's an app for everything. There's an app to get instantly, do you know what I mean? And so when Bach was learning, there weren't no apps for that. The only way he could learn was like, yo, I got to dig deep, put my hours in.
Yeah.
Now it's like you can fake the hours. You can, look at the Instagram thing, or even just on your phone now, you can fake, like, no, I don't look this bad. This is how great I look. You know, shit like, you know what I mean? You can fake a lot of shit. That's
filters.
What's happening instantly. Yeah, you got all these filters now that can, and it's like there's real life filters now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where you can just fake, yo,
that
beat's sick. That beat's crazy.
Yeah.
So-and-so rapper that's crazy known, that's well known, is just thinking like, okay, if everyone likes this, let me jump on this. Now this producer... Yeah. Who didn't really know what he was doing in the first place, but knew that if I press this button and this button, I get some kind of beat. Yeah, now he's blown up and he don't even know what he's doing yet.
And then it becomes the blind leading the blind.
It's scary,
because,
man.
You know, there's monkey see, monkey do, isn't it? But I like this concept that you've come up with releasing a song once every 2 months. Mm. And the EP is called The High Five. You mentioned there that you've worked with Vic Spencer on here. Why is it, like, how is it that you've come to pick the people that you've chosen to collaborate with on this project?
That's really, like, to me, whoever I work with is really, really simple. Like, if I hear something in them that gets me excited to, like, I can make a beat for this guy. If they're saying something, whether it's something meaningful or whether it's clever wordplay or whether it's just the way you're bragging, you know, it's got to make me pay attention to you. And Vic Spencer is definitely one of those people that I heard a couple of projects from him, and I was like, yeah, this guy really got something. Mm. You know, I'm a big fan of his, and we connected pretty easily. He did this for me, and I did a song for him, and it was just flowing. But to me, it's just like I gotta feel like, yeah, we can make good music together. That is really that stripped down for me. Like, it might not be the smartest way to go about it as far as, like, you know, business and all that. But as far as music, I think it works really well. Just, you know, hearing that this, you know, my production and his MCing is gonna work well together. That's really what it is. That's really what it is. And like, yeah, we can make something. I want to feel like, yeah, we can make something. If I do my job, you do yours, we can make something really good. Mm. You know, hopefully even great. I want to feel that around it. That gets me excited to, yeah, let's work, you know.
And it's nice to hear that, because I ain't mad at people who are out here hustling to make money, like through music.
Right.
Like, I think it's good to have business sense. You know, we all want to eat and have a roof over our head and things like that. But it's nice to hear that your motivation is about making something that you feel is a quality piece of music.
Right. Most definitely. Yeah. I mean, again, like, I respect the tradition of the music so much that I want to. My goal is to make music that, again, it can make somebody react to my music the way I reacted to, you know, all those like records that I heard over the years, like the Pete Rocks, the Premieres, the Molly Malls, the Marco Polo, the Knots, et cetera, et cetera. Like, the way I reacted to hearing those records, like EPMD, all those records. And I'm not by any means saying, like, I fit within those. Like, I'm not saying mention me within next to them at all. But to me, that's the standard. So I'm going to shoot for that standard. That's what I'm aiming for. That to me is like you're trying to hopefully match something that you heard. That's what it is.
Very
nice.
That's
simple for me.
Mm-hmm. And then, so how much of a purist are you, Ras? Like, what are you making your music with?
I'm not really, like, I used to be more of a purist than I am now. I mean, it's definitely mostly records, you know what I mean? Mostly records. Like, every now and then I come up with something just from, like, messing around with a keyboard. But it's mostly sample-based, you know what I mean? And for me, I don't go on YouTube and sample from there, sample from an MP3. Like, to me, I have to respect. I guess this is, now I'm going into purist territory, but if I hear something and I want to sample this, you know, we talked so much about Curtis Mayfield a couple of times. Well, we mentioned him. If I'm like, oh, I heard this Curtis Mayfield, I want to sample something from that, to me, I got to go find the record.
Good.
Good
man.
It's like, I need to have the record. I can't go on YouTube and sample and, you know, a video off there. It's just, to me, it wouldn't feel right.
The scientific fact, it will sound inferior on a sonic level to that's true.
Drake did it. You could tell, man. Drake did it. He did it with the Lauryn Hill. It was a part of a song. I can't remember, but it was just kind of like a freestyle throughout, but it just sounded bad. Because people started playing it on the radio. Oh, brand new Drake. And it was just like, you hear that weird, you know, that like Michael Gremlin-y sound. It's just annoying, right?
And sometimes too, like, not that I look for my records to sound bad, but sometimes when you sample something, there's some little vinyl sound in there. And sometimes it adds to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a little hint of a crackle. Yeah. And I'm not trying to go for any lo-fi sounds. I want my stuff to sound right. Mm. But, you know, sometimes it's in there and you're like, yeah, don't take that out. That sounds good. You know?
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a purist, but I try to not, you know.
That's for good reason.
Yeah, exactly. I try to make it sound right. And so I feel I did my job. But if you make, you know, like, some people get carried away and it's like, oh, it's got to be an MPC, it's got to be an SP-1200. I don't get into it like that. If you make it with some new program and, you know, not that machine is new, but you use that, you use whatever you use. I listen to it. If I like it, I don't care how you made it.
Thank you.
That to me is what it is. Like,
there's
different tools, like whatever tool it is you use to make your music. If it sounds banging, I'm on board personally. Yeah, for sure.
I definitely agree with you on that. So, like, what's going to be the next single to drop from the High Five EP?
I've got something coming very soon. I'm basically deciding between two different tracks, and yeah, it's going to be very soon. You guys are going to be one of the first to hear for sure.
Jolly good.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I appreciate the support, so most definitely. But it's coming. It should be sometime in October, real soon.
Lovely. And do you have any plans to come through to the UK?
Yeah, I would love to at some point. I don't have any specific plans right now, but yeah, I'd love to. I haven't been there in a minute, so I would definitely love to come out there and spin and play some of this music, yeah.
Well, when you do, we definitely can hook you up with some digging tips, and you need to come through to the studio and chill with us.
For sure. That's definitely a deal.
Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us today. Yeah, and thank you so much for all the quality music that you've been putting out. You know we're going to be supporting that.
Thank you.
And right now I want to play for everybody the new track with Vic Spencer. And this one is called Compensated Confidence.
Oof.
That's it.
But thank you so much, Aras, and have a great rest of your day over there in Queens.
Yeah, man.
I will. Likewise. I appreciate it.
Okay.
One love, bro.
Peace.
Nobody fucking with me, nigga. Shit. I'm fucking shit up out here. Every fucking chance, man. I don't want to hear it, man. Fuck it.
I'm that big.
Hell yeah. I ain't playing with these pussy boys. Out your fucking mind. Nighttime, I'm in my right mind, ignite crime. Spencer juice, the recipe to recite lines. You might die if you fuck with the God. I can have your hand stuck to your heart, motherfucker. Bullshit equivalent to ignorance. Diligence, retaliated, get back, supposed to implement. You can live in your own world, just don't get lost in it. Hard rappers do soft business. Don't hit my line if it ain't about bread. You say you work with Sean P, I'll put a price on your head. Boom. Using big homie name to get you a name will result to you living in picture frames. Listen, man, I collect ears. You think I did it literally, just check out the fear. The end of the road is near, I'm still full speed. You can't control how the hood be. Either adapt or it's a wrap. Fuck out my face if it ain't about scratch. If I'm not gripping some cheeks, I'm at DJ Scratch Crib getting some beats. Hitting the leaf, nigga like me dipped in the sauce, bro. Shit dripping slow motion, get you a bowl. I can really sit on the globe or pick it up. Ralph Ellison just text my line and say what up. I really have a beast for a pet to kill all hype beasts that's trying to flex on the rest. In conclusion, Vic Spencer's left. All I ever wanted to do was be the best rapper showing their breasts. Please don't show me no who's up next list. I'd rather go sit down and smoke with my ex-chick. Shit'll never happen, but shit happens. Skinny nigga just doing some big rapping. A parked car ahead of my soul. Prince Paul heard duck sauce and said I was cold. My hands got a yeast infection from caressing the loaf. Put the pieces back together when the feathers was broke. Don't talk to me about lyrical skill. He's alright, but he look like an eel. Big dog with the pedigree. Swish it to the dome so no rapper is ahead of me. Bitch. Fuck out of here, nigga. Y'all niggas, man, got a lot of fucking nerves, man. Now, what if I came from the motherfucking back of your skull and took your brainstem out and had it for display for the country? What if I did that right now, huh? What would you have? Nothing. Pussy boy. Raz Beast. Body bags forever, nigga.
What's going on, y'all? This is Master Ace, Juice Crew.
Hey, yo, what up? This is Craig G from the Juice Crew. You know what it is.
Cool G Rap from the Juice Crew, baby, all day, every day.
The BIGDADDYKANE, Juice Crew.
Roxy and Shantae, Please Believe It from the Juice Crew, baby.
MC Shan from the Juice Crew.
And you're listening to FUBAR
Radio.
Radio.
The hip-hop show.
Hip-hop show with my homegirl, Sarah Love.
My boy, Mice Digger.
You heard?
Aww.
You heard?
Still hearing that. I'm like, oh my God. That's nuts.
Yeah, that's crazy, boy.
Yeah, that last cut, I'm feeling it, man. We were just speaking to Ras Beats, and that tune was featuring Vic Spencer on there. If you missed that or any of the earlier guests we had on the show, you need to rewind, listen to the show again. We still have the open mic on the way as well. It's going to give you a rundown of where all the ill parties are at. But I know this last weekend, Mice, you were getting busy.
Yeah, boy, we got busy at Beats, Buds and Rhymes, you know what I mean? Secret location. This is a new idea we're coming up with, and hopefully it can work. So shout out to the Kush Family Collective. Shout out to my brother, Reveal, Rodney P, Ramson Bad Bones, DJ Shorty, DJ Thor. Shout out to Herb Dankington, Ed the Panda, you know what I mean? Bud Matic. Shout out to Bermsterdam, you know, Chef S. Less. You lot might not know what I'm talking about right there, but if you like to be medicated in the right way, just follow us, man. Hit me up at Mice Diggy. There's going to be more parties coming as well. So, yeah, man, we had a really good time, though.
Yeah.
Really, you know what I mean? We can't disclose too much of what happened, but it was... You fucked up. That's all I can tell you. You fucked up.
No, but it wasn't even my fault. It was people logging me out all night.
Yeah, that's why you fucked up, relying on people. Shout out to Cousin Joe, who made it down. He brought the Lapo. The Lapo ain't really blazed for a minute, but he came down and he go... You know what I'm saying? Wait, there was some edibles. All types of jugglings was going on. You know what I mean? I try to be real discreet about what I'm saying here.
But
I don't
not
know if
really
noticed.
Being discreet at all.
Yeah, we had a really good time there. Hopefully we can do it again. But that's the word, man. Beats, Buds and Rhymes.
Slide into Mice's DMs for more information.
Yeah. Okay. Careful how you slide in there. Though you might not come out.
Oh!
Hey, but speaking of gigs, man, what have we got going on this week?
There's a lot on this week, man.
I know. We got a mouthful right here.
Yeah.
First up, so you got on Tuesday the 11th, and I guess that's Wednesday the 12th, because it says Tuesday the 11th and 12th. But that doesn't happen, because us smart people know that one day goes to one day. That's right, right?
Yes, that is right.
You got Janelle Monáe at the Roundhouse, bruv.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that was an extra date added, I guess, because people were just like, oh, my God, Janelle Monáe!
Yeah, like Tuesday just is not enough. So that's going to be tomorrow. And Wednesday, you're going to catch Janelle Monáe at the Roundhouse. Then
also on Wednesday the 12th, who I'm trying to get through to the show, Binka and Moses, they're going to be performing at the Jazz Cafe. I mean, these guys are part of this generation, young generation of people who are really leading the jazz scene in the UK at the moment, and they put out such a dope project this year as well. So if you haven't heard of Binka and Moses, go and do your homework, but go check them out Wednesday the 12th at Jazz Cafe. Also on the 12th,
you've got Sarah Love's Childhood. When you were a child, she was your... Tell the truth, man. All light-skinned girls used to look up to this woman. Her name was Nina Cherry, and she had the one tune, Buffalo Soldier. All the mixed race.
No, it wasn't Buffalo Soldier.
What was it called?
Buffalo Soldier.
What was that? Yeah, but she had something to do with a Buffalo Soldier in her lyrics,
Cherry.
Man.
It was Buffalo Stance.
Oh, Buffalo Stance. My
now
bad.
You made me
I knew there was Buffalo in there somewhere anyway. But yeah. All the light-skinned girls in school, they all used to think they were Nina Cherry. And I was like, nah, don't even try it yet.
I like how you're just pigeonholing me into this light-skinned girl discrimination.
Okay, so we'll leave that there. And also on Wednesday... No, not on Wednesday.
No, she's like, I'm assuming that that's a DJ gig that she's doing, because I've heard that she DJs nowadays.
Oh, she's not going to do the Buffalo Stance tune. Because that was the one tune I was like, boy.
Maybe she'll do Buffalo Soldier,
there.
Though. She'll start campaigning.
Nina Cherry's Buffalo Soldier.
Let's go down and picket line the event. Just like heckle her until she does a performance of Buffalo Soldier.
All right. And then on Thursday the 13th, you got none other than the Far Side at Coco.
Yeah. Isn't this like a 25th anniversary or something like that of the... Bizarre Ride.
Oh, yeah, I did it. Is it 25th?
I can't even remember, but I think it's something like that anyway.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of anniversaries going on, right?
We're getting old, peeps. 14th, Friday the 14th, Lazy Habits is at Electric in Brixton. Mm. You've also got Murs at Jazz Cafe.
Ooh, on Friday the 14th. That's a bit of a clash there. Guess what else? Oh, you never seen Murs live?
No, have you?
I feel like I have at a festival somewhere. And it was when he had the hair as well. And I was just like, right, how do you do that? How do you carry that around? Shouts out to
Those
Merz.
Those are the kind of questions I get asked about my hair as well.
Is it?
Yeah.
People, how do you carry it around?
And people say to me, oh, how do you do that every day to your hair? Like, do you pat that up like that every day? I'm like,
yeah, but he had one knot. There was like...
One
three, he had like three or four dreads. Yeah.
The platypus
dreads.
He had
straight up. But for some reason, he did manage to make it look clean, like...
He looked fresh, man. The nattier and the bigger and more disrespectful your locks are, the better. That's the rule, okay? All this coiffured locks business, I ain't really feeling it.
You gotta chat to the homeless guy down the street for me about that shit, because I don't know about that.
All the crusties and duckets coming in Turnpike Lane.
Let me say that it's the cleanest shit ever. But anyway.
No, I didn't say it's clean. Well, no, it can be clean.
Fresh.
It can be clean.
Look fresh. Let's use another word.
I'm just saying it's gangster, because that's the rebellion. It's the rejection of coiffuring our Afro hair, and we are being dirty and disrespectful with our Afro locks.
That's rejection of a whole bunch of shit. A comb, first of all. shampoo, you know what I mean? That's rejection of like, what about wifey? What if I'm sleeping? I'm just going to reject her like that. And she's like, nah, I'll sleep on the couch because, boy, that hair.
Listen, right, Mike, you want to smell my hair? My hair is beautiful.
Nope. you know what I mean? No, I'm joking.
My hair is gorgeously clean.
All right, shout out to Peanut Butter Wolf.
Yeah.
Because on the Friday the 14th, he's also clashing with Lazy Habits and Murs. Guess where? At Hangar. With Tall Black Guy and Eric Lau and Jitwam.
Yeah.
I said that right, innit? I was really worried I was going to say that wrong, boy.
I don't know about Jitwam, but I like that word.
Oh, is it Jitwam? 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 Nah, it's Jitwam, man. Anyway, also clashing on Friday the 4th. Like, imagine
this
you were a person that
battling.
Won. Yeah, imagine you wanted to see all of them. What would you do with yourself?
Oh, we're going out as well on a different... all of these next gigs we're going to shout out are the Friday the 14th. So Alexander Nutt, he's going to be at Ghost Nut. Ghost Nuts.
Ooh, okay.
Ghost Nuts.
It's a new flavor. Ghost Nuts. You chew on them, you can't see nothing.
And then also there's a tribute to Mac Miller that's happening at Birthdays. That's a free
rapid,
thing.
Boy. That must be Birthdays doing that, because that's it rapid. Is. Okay, I was going to say, but someone... Right. Like, you know when they got the flyers done already? Like, right, how the fuck did you know that? Anyway, I'm not even going to go into that, because certain people out here really cashing in on people's...
Some people have built their whole career on certain people's deaths.
Yeah, let's not get into that anyway.
It's all love.
Also on Friday the 14th, I don't know what you lot are going to do out there. I don't even know what I'm going to
do
either.
Mice?
On Friday the 14th, it's the Fabric Takeover. Takeover Fabric Live, courtesy of High Focus Records. We did speak to Flip Tricks about this, and he mentioned it, and I was like, yo, that's it. From time you've got Fabric letting you do... you know, residencies, you taking over. Sarah, we know that shit, innit? It's like, if they're in the main room as well.
We originated that. If they're in the main room, I'm sorry.
But we got the main room like three times. If they get the main room, that's it, they're taking over.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of like the Madonna kiss. Getting to do Fabric is kind of like the Madonna kiss of the London live scene.
You've broken through to
you've broken through.
Like,
you've gone clear.
Echelon.
So the whole of High Folk is going to get the Madonna kiss when they're there. You're going to see live performances from 4 Owls, Dirty Dyke, Dabla, and more.
Not to be confused with Dabble.
Yeah, I don't know who put that there, but we ain't going to hold them against.
No,
you know what I mean?
No, we won't. But also,
we might hold it against you, but we won't hold you against it. All right.
And make sure you listen back to when Flip Tricks was on the show just a couple weeks ago as well, because that was very cool, and he performed live in the studio for us. Mm. Also, Shorty Blitz is DJing Mr. Thing and Snips at Trust the DJ, which is happening at Dogstar.
On Friday the 14th. Yo,
like,
we're going to move to the next day.
Yeah,
I don't know what to go to. I don't know which one to go to. I ain't going to lie. Tweet us and let us know where you think you're going to go, because we might meet you there.
This is a hip hop club crawl.
So check it out. On Saturday the 15th in Brixton, at the Pop, you could catch Near Mint Record Fair. To me, that sounds like you could go down there and catch some records. You know what I'm saying? not get a record, you get some records.
Records.
So this is for diggers, right, Sarah?
Yeah, it is, definitely. So there's going to be some dope sellers down there as well. But yeah, that's where you go down to get your fingers nice and dusty and pick out some gems. Also, in the evening, after you've been to the record fair and you've got your dinner, then you can roll through to the club at Village Underground, because it's Living Proof again. And all of the details for the gig guide are on the website, foodbarradio.com/shows/hiphop. You can check it out all there. And coming up next, we're about to get into our open mic, and I'm sorry, it's like sometimes we just kind of, well, hip-hop is all embracing and we all just love good music, isn't it? And now that you've got this song in my head, I don't give a damn, we're playing this.
Buffalo soldier, dreadlock. It was a buffalo soldier
my goodness. I'm sorry. Just any excuse to get to play some Bob Marley.
I was waiting for Buffalo Stance.
You know, props to Naina Cherry and everything. But, you know, Bob Marley, without a doubt, one of the greatest ever in recorded history. It's Foo Bar
Radio.
That
was 8-year-old DJ Sarah Love. It would have been Naina Cherry, though. Tell the
truth. I did like Naina Cherry.
Yo, this is Foo Bar Radio. You're in tune to the hip-hop show with myself, Mice Diggy, alongside...
myself, DJ Sarah Love.
And it's that time of the day that we can't wait for. This is the reason why we get here. We bring the MCs in. We kick off this open mic. Who we got today, though?
We got Big Bad Boy Jack the Union.
What's going on, bro? Back again.
Mark Juan, I'm back again.
Good to see you, man.
For a shilling and a shower.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of love off that last open mic, bro.
Thanks.
You're getting a lot of love. How you been? Good?
I'm good, man. I've got my release at the moment, Runway. So, you know what? I'm just trying to be everywhere and trying, you know,
where can
promote
people get
myself.
It?
On all digital outlets, Runway, all Jack right, the Union.
All right. We're also joined by Franz Von. I was going to say Franz Van. Where's that name from, Franz Von?
It's actually a German name. I'm Jamaican with a German name. It's
Say no more. He's either German, Scottish.
You know what I mean? Half my family is Scottish, actually. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to find the people with the Chinese name. The Chinese were there way before.
There'll be a few in Jamaica.
Scottish. Yeah, for real. Yeah. Wicked, man. And wait, so where are you hailing from?
I'm hailing from Sheffield at the moment. I live in Sheffield, based in Sheffield, but traveling everywhere.
Okay. You got releases out at the moment?
I've got releases out. I've got Escapism EP out that's available on all digital platforms or franzvon.co.uk. Check it out, people.
I'm loving your accent.
Thank you.
Yeah, careful now.
I love your accent.
Hey, bro, you don't bring the mop in. You know how it gets when Sarah hears an accent. Come and bring the mop, some kitchen towel. Yo, Rocky, what you saying, bruv?
What's going on, man? What's good?
Yeah, man. Good to see you, bruv.
Likewise,
yes,
man.
Yes, we've been hearing good things from our friend Otis Mensah, man.
Shout out to Otis. You said Sheffield. So I was like, yeah. You said Sheffield. Yeah, shout out Otis one time, man.
Where are you from?
I live in Phoenix. I'm from Southern California. So I have a complicated answer. So I'm from originally from San Diego in the L.A. area. And I moved out to Phoenix. So I'm from the West Coast when people ask that.
When you're in Phoenix, the people are like, yo, you ain't from around here. Like,
man, I basically helped create that scene. So, you know.
Yeah, man.
These are big facts. These are big facts.
I feel like this open mic is going to be a special one.
Yeah.
Who we got on the beat? We got...
Dead Art on the beat.
Uh-oh, Dead Art on the beat. That's always trouble right there.
Are you guys ready to do this?
You not ready to get into this open mic? All right, make sure you can hear the beat all right, though, first of all. Can you hear the beat all right? You need it louder?
Nah, I'm all right, you know that.
Good?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, Jack the Union. Yo.
It's always John Jack, it's never Jack John, or even Jack Jack. My strap will see to that, cause realistically with this thing that I'm holding, I'll cover John like I was Ellie Goulding. See, silence is golden, duct tape is silver, and snitching is bronze in your pants. Defecate yourself, too much haters out here, I had to rate myself. Take a little me time out, you know, placate myself. I'm just saying I can never be a hater, I'm the only person good enough to hate. I don't hate myself. Sometimes I do shit so amazing that I stare, and I gaze in the sky, then I shake myself, cause niggas talk overtly greasy, but it has to be covertly greasy. All I think about is how I'm gonna win. If you are what you eat, I'm a cannibalistic twin. I'm just me. Next up, Rocky.
Moving through this metropolis, student of life philosophy. Usually I'm methodically plotting to move, I'm on it quick. But if I'm honest, been on it so long, should probably quit. But that's impossible, allow it, I do the opposite. My rap theology separate me from novices. Not into doing numbers, I dollars, no prima donnas. As long as I'm using knowledge, I follow my will, my honor. Acknowledge of possibilities, never could own me. Yeah, most better man at the moment, naturally own it. I capture the golden manifest, projected it potent. Cannabis sativa smelling up on my close piff. Medicine administered in grams when I smoke this. Yeah, spoil the narrative vocally through the lyrics to manifest what the plan is. Conducive and so apparent, elusive. I'm moving shadow through valleys and death don't follow. No body, no cupid, no loving, it's mostly sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, whether I describe this time, this set of fine forever. My birthday's just a symbolic gesture. Many documented from my record, referencing my inception. Data defined, assemblage, rock is monolithic. Hollow specimen of the dinosaur, darker in pigment. Jealous conquered, his plot insurrection. Kind of effective, ejected from the cosmos like a comet. They parted the heavens, created a crater. The seismic waves reverberated miles away. A glass of water trembles on top of a dresser. Why the epicenter crystallized from the conflict and pressure. Breaking atoms, I'm the artistic product of large professor. The consummate predator, your block
common regular, argues of Redditors. You are not a competitor. Corporate office desperate, their corporate provocateurs for SEOs, temporary profit sore, hence the TARDIS image. Mm. They turn the signer and the mic into a proper business. Y'all should hire Allen Iverson and Robin Givens. I'm more inclined to believe that you flip weight and catch bodies if you make me spot a gymnast. Rap, they claim they all a business, but we either never see him or don't know what the fuck they doing. Hip hop is 24 hour fitness. Mm. Zanny, I don't cry to niggas waving around choppers that they buy to the convention. At a box, I'm in condition. You're not pocket, you're in condition. You only active conflict is addiction. You should find a clinic. Romanticize the lives of hitters. Inadvertent advertisement for silent witness. Somehow these guys are litmus. I'm the best, admit it. My intellect's ridiculous. My brain make D-wave systems look like Texas Instruments. Critics back the industry plan. Nigderin imagery, bigamous history. Suspiciously against the demand. They slip a fiscal advance, convinced you fam. Once you don't fit in they plan, you get dicked over and ditched as quick as you can. Left scrambling in the distance like when bang bang bitches get kicked from a van. And as foul as it seems, they laugh aloud as you scream. They fuck you out of the scene. But that's reality, king. These niggas predatory. Beleaguered marriage for apparent glory. The further we reach, some more energy thieves. So say a prayer for me. Every track is Hagler Ahern. All that's missing is canvas and Roberto Duran's extravagant perm. Sugar Ray Rack, I invented class. Get the title. Tell my manager, get the bag. Make it forever last. It's the grand contender. Brawler with the bars hat. Rappers against the ropes. It's Def Jam Vendetta. Black leather jacket, beret hats, and wicked chairs. I'm Chaka Zulu with the spear, motherfucker. Like.
Chaka Zulu. Jack, the union.
This is the systematic regeneration of a genre. Generally generalized as generic. We especially specify the specifics. That's the level and depth of intricacy in my lyrics. Since 16, I've been a 16. Spray a 616 for your sick team. Looking at the sick sheen and the gleam on the side of the. That's how reprisals is won. Survival is done. And revival is one of the many facets we're bringing in. Overhead wrestling maneuvers, so we flinging him. He playing hero like he got Tim Kringing him in the intensive care unit. His mum will be ringing them. Look, imagine people getting bars from spitting bars because they mundane, butane, propane without flame. Basically, people, them bars won't get you far. With my bars are maze like riddling bodies with scars, and then again.
Cypher right here, bro.
The times are changing, I feel it reaching for the apex. The mind's amazing, transcend these walls that we're caged in. Mind over matter, materialism is slavery. I see it clocking it lately for real, watching it changing, yeah. Watching the changes as friends, turning to strangers at ends. Turning more dangerous as money manipulators. But money man, I feel make it survive alone. The richest surviving up in the system, it's ugly but we live it. Painting pictures of images vivid, how I did it. Never slipping, how I live it. Every hour going in it, every hour is hours of power. Was always in us, rise above the sky's the limit. Open up your eyes a minute. Lord of mercy, my soul, hungry and thirsty for more. More than your luxury gold, more than the money you afford. More than the numbers I plundered back up in Africa. So let's keep it popping, the knowledge stacking it properly. So, yeah.
Yeah, check it. Was only 9 when a homie just showed me Nas. The way it poured rhymed and grossed a precocious mind. At the time that he told me it's on spine. Think Tony under the sky with a globe, a floating sign. Course of a go through trials, being broken, demoralized. A myriad of promoters to throw with an open fire. Who did I support when I was localized? For those who can't afford deposits, macrocosm of the culture mortified me. Mental disorder is woefully normalized. They exploit supporters' lives with emotionally sorted lies. Go to corporate, they force you to toe the line. Like if you're show growth for the close of the quarter by. From overdrive to slows to 4-5. Roll closer signs to you and I. Mobilize, polarize. I'm coming for that bag like I order fries. The way I commodified the craft, it should be sold. The total wine, you show to find any fold mine, but nullified. Performance wise, I'm the whole commode and a swarm of flies. With a torn file, clothing form of the ties. The only moment that I've known to tie. The way a nigga blown, think my homes are shy. To your average Joe, some Cobra Kai, you either dope or not. Your music is bogus, pool emojis, hot summarize. Each and every show of mine's Tenkiyashi Bodokai. What you better coastly vocalize in them old donor line. You reference snow and how you let it go, but got a frozen vibe. But more than nights and small soldiers, Gordon Knights and Gorgonai. But Sammy Sosa, Wilson, Ghosty White, it's like I'm born to write. Composing music for disorganized and violent social rights. Lightning news on site, reporting live, or snatch reporters' mics. Like, you gonna get these bars mandatory time. Every category's category 5. Fuck it, man.
Rapping ass rapper, boy. Yeah. Hey, Jack,
the brakes off of that.
What you say, bro? Yo,
check it. Yo, analyze my vernacular, oracular, spectacular, lyrical black nigga that's always willing to tackle a metaphor, melee, or simile skirmish, making other MCs feel squirmish, cause they know whether they spray the bright calm or they go vex, it makes no difference cause they still gotta go next, and that's a gamble, they gotta see a debt, just ask the Chinese, they never free to bet, cause you people ain't hard at all,
See, I'm strapped with the article to separate particles. You ask me, see, I think it's an article. Feds, they go and roll and chill with their heads. Look, loud the constable, hop in the van, go get my money before the situation turned funny. Man, them I got something by the tummy, have egg on your face with my nose, blink your nose running.
Computer generate, stimulate, produce the hologram. They used to get the data in the matrix that they made for man. A basic plan of servitude. Money from your birth is due to make it through your best related paper chase to purge a few. What's it worth to gain the world? And if you heard the truth, will you relinquish all your riches just so people eat too? What's the reason for the evil that a man I do? Tyrannical, political, but people got the power too. Watch your evil, don't devour you. Scheming as the hour moves, feeding off your fears, growing powerful. Some resisting the system because the knowledge grew, but the system is several levels ahead of you. They built it ready for rebels, suppressive every truth. Ever ready with deadly venom or special moves. So whenever you're ready, I beg you make your move. But be ready for anything when the devil, nothing's real, just material and fallacies. Life is but a dream, man, paralysis. Mental enslavement's a strategy. Signs of that time, drama analysis. Life's still a bitch, but I'm married it till death. Those poor poison amethyst infected my heart from the shards of a dagger's edge. Cause fatalities, scarred from a narrative. Scorned through atrocities committed in metropolis. Modern Babylonian Empire, new Acropolis. New world order, revolution or apocalypse. Two sides polarized, pole shifting overdrive. Scope like the Dogon tribe, focus on broken skies. Dope when I vocalize, hopes just to open eyes. My people mobilized to overthrow the globalized system of oppression, now we know the lies. Spoke is so precise, doses of potent rhyme permeate my soul in these awful times. Yeah, yeah.
It's fun right there, boy.
Verbal exercise, too depressed to rhyme. The rest is pressurized, pressurized. Stress is weaponized, simplified, circumvestibized, devised, impedimentimized, suspect to drive, from records to rectify, brothers blessed to justify, the fruits of labor I ingest, release the pesticides, stains collected as the nectar dried, latency is dangerous, muscles tend to atrophy, preaching to the congregation, you help me out, testify, I'm in the final steps, let these devils exercise, more commas, more drama, I said I wanted all, I didn't specify, lucid dreams elusive and viewed from modest perspective size, came up with a better resolution, my future's vectorized, they're so jealous if I stuck them, them dudes a hemorrhage brine, I got away from all that bull. I'm on my demic grind. Demigod, Rocky Logos, G to me at present time. Dragon fenders by their legs like Achilles when Hector died. Bitches better recognize. Player haters ball to diss a rock. Next person interrupt me while I'm talking, getting shot. Psychiatric evaluation, quantify it with a watch. If you add an hour and a half on top of 6 o'clock, cognizant of fries, I'm trying to decide if you make that 90s hip hop's derogative or not. The spot leader applies receipt for the box seat of Muppet Tear. Shady new puppets like the Geelers brothers from Muppet Theater. Best of my generation for a couple years. Tough career, been around so many annoying pricks I can grow a stubble beard. Who got the props? I don't need it. Stay focused, keep my eyes ahead. Like I'm trying not to be not as cleavage. I like my divas and chocolate features, whether she models or regular. A mini me Lepido de Yango, Amada de Negra. And I don't care, she has a partner. That brother is getting X'd out like Wakanda forever. Now how's that for a topical reference? These sandy dudes rapping like they just walked out the dentist. They handed nuke passwords to the boss of Apprentice. Ironically, Sarah Huckabee looks like the toxic Avenger. She deserves it. Melania speaks like dyslexic. Attempt in a reading cursive, yet Trump attempts to vet immigrants and project militants like he's on some American freedom first shit. Not his penis insecurity, but sneakers beneath the surface. I don't want to talk about politics, man. I always do it. Every track I'm giving to make records, baby. I'm Carl Lewis. I was never the model student. 07, I had your baby mama in the Honda cruising. Dropped off to be your Martha Stewart. I was garbage, paranoid, karma. I accrued it. Body double Chanel. She gave me pink like the Harlem movement. Split reps in a gym session of listening to Killer Cam and Jimmy doing dip sets. 32 ain't rich yet. Pissed. Fit, yes. At least I have that going for me. Dishing habits since my early 20s. I've been over 40. Shouldn't mention the women when I have the dopest shorty. So praise the Lord, he made the opus for me. Mumble rap ain't problematic. It's these backpackers who are more annoying. Put that letterbox caption videos about destroying them. A moratorium. You inadvertently supporting them, but not ignoring them. Shout out to London, boy. They love me in the ends. I'll be going in, playing dirtier than the Thames. Soon as the deal struck is when we start the madness. Then I'll be getting my wheel ups in a car mechanic. Lyricism, last great hope, advocate of the wake show. This sickness never dies, you should call it magic. I'm smashing this open mic jam session. I get love like Sarah, don't ask questions.
Hey, that was Rocky right there, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, you just heard one of the sickest open mics that we've ever had right here on Food Bar Radio's The Hip Hop Show. Shout out to Franz Vaughn. Shout out to Rocky. Rocky Tirade or just Rocky?
Rocky Tirade.
Rocky Tirade. And shout out to Jack the Union, my man Dead Art on the beat. all you MCs out there, you better make sure you're real. You see what went on here. Hit us up if you want to get involved. It's hiphop at foodbyradio.com with the subject saying open mic. All you got to do is attach or just, you know, link us with like one of your best videos or one of your tunes that sound like you're rapping though, like some kind of cypher thing. Don't give us all the mumble where we can't hear you rapping, yeah? Sound like you're rapping. All you producers, if you want to hit us up, hiphop at foodbyradio.com with the subject saying open mic beat. All you got to do is attach 4 1-minute snippets separately of your best beats that, and the ones that sound like people can cipher on them, not the ones that sound like I should be doing, like, filing my toenails or some shit. Come on, man. You know what I mean? Am I the only one who files their toenails or some shit in here? Is that you lot? you lot got doing your pedicures for you? Because
guys, that was amazing, man. Session. Yeah, man.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah. That was fun. How can we get hold of you lot, man? Let people know what your apps are.
Please check out franzvon.co.uk. Follow me on Facebook, Franzvon Music.
How do you spell Franzvon?
FranzVon.
Yeah, you got to do more with that voice, the accent. You know what I mean? I feel the tension in the room.
Yeah. Shouts out to Ras Beats, who we spoke to earlier as well. Kate Scanlan, Rocky, what's the links?
TheCultureIsBack.com, ROQYTYRAID. I'm going to keep it short and simple. Thank you to everybody who support me. I'm actually on tour from the States, but I'm going to pass it over to Jack.
Mm-hmm. Yo, it's Jack the Union Everything. So that's Union Jack. Flip it back, DA in the middle. Well,
thank you to you for tuning into the show. Me and Mice are back next Monday, 4 p.m. You know where to go. And up next on Fubar Taking Care of You, you have Michael Payne. And I'm going to leave you with something brand new from August Green, who were performing in London this weekend. This track is called Black Kennedy, featuring Samora Pinder Hughes. Peace out. Some from myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Digmund Freud.
As a Kennedy, I'd be a black Kennedy. Black car, black tux, this is black symmetry. Raising